Blog Talk Radio.
Shelly Unchucks on the Shelly Unchucks Show, and I'm here with my two little furball co-hosts, Jackie Chan Kitty and Rocky Balboa. And the funny thing is, if you have animals, you probably tend to know that any type of animal, if you have a dog or a cat, you know that a bag or a box is the best toy you could ever get them. You could buy them toys, but they'll fall in love with bags, especially cats. And here I am. I bought, they were like 99 cents, there's these two like kind of plastic kind of bags to, you know, to save, you know, to recycling extra bags and stuff. So I got a couple of them. So I put one out because I brought home some stuff as I went to the gym, came home, and now they're playing in it. And they're having so much fun. 99 cents a bag, and they're having a ball. It's kind of, it's just so cute and heartwarming to see that I have to not even get a box or something. And here I am. Tonight it is Wednesday, and trying to get myself into shape as best as I can for, like, upcoming things for myself. And, you know, I think everybody likes to be in the best shape that they can possibly in. But I've been going, trying to go twice a day to the Obie's Fitness Center. That's where I've been going, and it's really a great place to work out. I'm enjoying it and such, and just, like, love it. The stuff that I wanted to talk about, and I am waiting for my guest to call in. She should be calling in momentarily. And a couple of things I'd bring up, once again, Sung Bung Choi. I do have people as guests to be coming on my show, but I have to work with the schedule, see, you know, because I've been very busy, and I'm just trying to, you know, do everything here. One of the things I wanted to talk about afterwards tonight is the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame and Sung Bung Choi. And, oh, let's see. I got to make sure I'm not burning the chicken here. I'm trying to run everything, so... Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a caller, too. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, caller. You on the air?
Hey, Shelley, it's Debbie. I couldn't call any faster because I was stuck in traffic. People don't realize that Fresno is Fresno's a city that's 100 square miles. I mean, to get to point A to point B anywhere takes like half an hour anymore.
well, you made it, so that's a good sign.
What's that?
Well, you made it on the show, so I guess that's a pretty good sign, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm actually sitting outside of the media party that I'm supposed to be inside at, but I wanted to call you first. Yeah, you know, Fresno's always been known as Baby L.A., but I swear to God, pretty soon you're going to be calling us Little Hollywood, because we have media production companies popping up all over town. There are people making films here. There are people making TV shows. They're shooting commercials. It's getting crazy up here. Speaking of TV shows, this week on my show is going to be my latest interview with Don the Dragon Wilson. Don is one of my favorite people to interview because he is so easy. I mean, I always say about Don, you just wind him up and let him go. You can throw any subject out at Don, and he will tell you a story about it. Just a little teaser, some of the things that we talk about on this show are everything from his hair to his butt.
I'm just kind of jealous. I can admit that. I'm jealous right now of you, Debbie. Because I'm like, oh, man.
Wait till you hear where we conducted the interview. Since we were at Ed Parker Jr.'s Martial Arts Hall of Fame master ceremony, it's like, okay, where can we take him to interview him? Well, you know, my hotel room. Okay, it gets funnier. Okay, cause, you know, come on, my camera crew was there, so, you know, it didn't get out of hand. But, you know, Don can talk forever. Literally, the reason we had to stop the interview is the battery went down on the camera. Anyway, so I took him back to where his brother was, which was down in the lounge, which is outside of the room where they held the awards ceremony. And the first thing that everybody said when we got back to the table was, what were you doing? And I said, well, believe it or not, Don was talking the whole time. Of course, that didn't tell him what we were doing. It just said Don was talking the whole time. But anyway, I think it's going to be a good show. I had a lot of fun doing it. I have to do my own editing. Mm-hmm. But I guess I wouldn't have it any other way. So I think it's good, and I hope everybody gets a chance to see it. Now, if you don't live here in the central area of California, you won't be able to see it on TV. However, mm-hmm. you can go to my Facebook page that's called Martial Arts Mania, click on like, and the video will be posted to that after it's been shown on Comcast and AT&T. Comcast and AT&T have the first rights to my show. So mm-hmm. once they've shown it, then it's mine. So that should be up and running on my Martial Arts Mania Facebook page this Thursday night.
Oh, sweet. So then afterwards we can watch it. Yay! If we can't get it.
Yeah.
Yay!
Hey,
I'm so excited.
And then I have another one. I haven't even gotten to the editing yet because I've been working on this. This was my pet project. And then, of course, I did an interview with John Kring. He's started off as a stand-up comedian. Yeah, he does stunts in the movies. So I just finished that show also. In fact, there's a possibility it might go in the carousel for tomorrow night. But then after that, I have some brief interviews with people like Don Wilson's brother James and Cynthia Rothrock and TJ Storm from the night of the awards ceremony, and that should be up shortly.
Sweet. I'm so super pumped because I had James on my show. I had Johnny Crane on my show. It's like we're like in the same circle. This is so cool because it's like we get to hear and we can talk for hours.
Oh, this is true. But I need to make an appearance. That's what we call it out here in California. If you're invited to a party, you got to show your face. You go in for half an hour, you know, and then you slip out. So I've got to go show my face. But it's been good talking to you, and thanks for inviting me to be on your show.
Oh, thanks. And I'm going to have to set it up where you can be a guest for the full 2 hours if you have time.
Okay, one of these days we'll do that.
Okay, that sounds cool. And you know how to get in touch with me anytime on Facebook.
Okay, let's talk again soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am so super pumped. I mean, I didn't get to interview Don Drag Wilson, but Debbie did, and I'm just so super pumped. I don't know if I'm super pumped from coming from the gym, being overtired, and I'm cooking some chicken. I'm trying to stay awake so that, you know, I don't burn the chicken, but oh, my gosh, I'm so super pumped for Debbie. I am so excited that she got to interview him. So, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe someday I'll have Don Wilson on my show. Well, anyway, move on to the next subject, the one that I've been trying to help out with, the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. And I always read from the website. I actually had the CEO, the founder, on my show before. And when you go there, you can click on Falling for the Stars. It's a nonprofit organization, Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. And it'll say John Hagner, he's the founder, the CEO. And when you bring up the site, it says, this is what it says on the site, and I am one of the board of advisors. My name is actually on the website. It's very on the last from the bottom because I think I'm one of the newest members of the board of advisors. And it says, about the museum, hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canutt, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Mundell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Nance Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection had taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, and mailed to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard. It's 81 West Cane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. His email address is johnhagner@gmail.com, johnhagner@gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, then Honest of the Stars, then Stunt Stars and Legends. So for me personally, I think that, you know, I mean, for most of the films out there, you know, the stunts, not just in action films, but there are stunts in comedy and drama, too, and sci-fi and horror, and I'm looking at my little kid. Why are you eating my umbrella? Get over here. Get out of there. Don't eat that. Nutty kitty. She's such a nutty little stinker. Go play with your bag. Go get in your bag. Yeah. Anybody that had animals will know exactly what I'm talking about, especially kittens. Tanya, people love kittens. Sometimes kittens has the most views on YouTube. Not kidding. Believe me, I know because I watch cat videos, and I am embracing the crazy cat lady syndrome over the age of 40 and not married, and I'm embracing it. Hey, nothing wrong with loving animals. Actually, if you I don't know if you can really trust someone that doesn't at least love one type of animal. I mean, it's okay if you don't like cats and if you don't like dogs, but I think if you don't like some sort of animal, something, I don't know if I could ever relate to people that don't like any type of animal. Something, you know, they're like these creatures, and they're just adorable. They're like furry little people. Even though I know that there's some cats without fur, they actually are. They do exist. So let's see. I'm going to play some music, and I will be back. And for now, this is Back For Y'all by Sacrifice.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it. Back in the lab again, back on the road. Cracks fit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, if the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user need a bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mic. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth on the loose, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warning from the swarm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm fitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious systems, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam, back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, rhythm in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Yeah, last rip. Caterpie, Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studios. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, my body.
Ooh,
I like the way you always on my mind.
Ooh,
I like the way how you do it every time.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. Let's do this now, don't waste no time.
I need me a wingman. Wait a minute, yo, I'm the whole plane. I'm kind of the shit, yo, so let me explain. This is that moment when the world don't listen. Just follow the music, the stairway to heaven. We pilots to hear, yo, we pushing the limits. Yo, tell me you feel it, we higher than birds. Find me a shorty, cause I got them words. Never need a flashlight, I glow on my own. Cartier, baby, now I'm in the zone.
Back on the air. I just had this weird thing happen. I guess we're having a big storm up here, a big thunderstorm, and I wish I had a camera to stick, like, outside the window. It just, like, lightning hit pretty close, and it kind of just kicked me out of my system with my phone, and it's lightning now, and I'm just like, what? Kitty's are having a meltdown. He's just like, he's having a little panic attack here. It's all right. It's all right. Come on. Okay. And it's really... I'm looking out the window, and it's really, really loud. So I'm trying to see out my window right now because it hit pretty close. So I'm just, like, looking. Too bad. It's like, it looks like a flood out there. Oh, my gosh. It's actually, yeah, I'm looking out the window right now. We had a big thunderstorm up here. There was some, when I was at the fitness center, on the TV in the fitness center, it said warning, severe warning, but, you know, it's like, wow. So, yeah, it was really weird. It struck, and I was kind of like, that was kind of strange. It shut my phone off. Well, anyway, doing the show, I'm here cooking some chicken. Let's see. Yeah. Okay, let's see if this is done. I'm so hungry, so I'm hoping this is just done so I can just take them off and let it be cooled off. So by the time I'm done with my show, put the chicken on the plate, and chicken, buck, chicken. Just picking that up, put it on the plate, so it'll be cooled off by the time I'm done with the show. So, yeah, I know. Cats go, meow, can I have some? I got to be careful. They might try to steal my chicken. That's cats for you. They're kitty cats, but still, you know, they'll steal your food. So let's see, no pink inside. All right, I'm all set now. Look at that there. Still some chunks. Get out. Get out of here. No. Get out. Come on, get off. Get on the sink. Get out of here. The kitten's kind of like, hey, give me some. Little rat muffin. Yeah, I've got plenty of names for him. He has this habit of actually jumping into the refrigerator. Oh, stinker. Okay, that'll cool down by the time I'm done with the show. Put my chicken. Because you got to eat more and more protein. He's like, look at me. Let me have some chicken. Please, my man, let me have some chicken. No. No, kitty. So, yeah, so tomorrow night I just had on my show Debbie Goodman, and she runs the Martial Arts Mania, and she interviewed Don the Dragon Wilson. And if you want to go check her out, Debbie Goodman or Martial Arts Mania on Facebook, you can actually check that out. So I'm going to continue playing a little bit more music. I'll be back, and I want to talk about Sung Mon Choi again. So now another song by Kodiak. It's called Hockey.
Is it love or lust? You don't like me. I don't really care. It's chemistry, man. Yeah, I seen it when you slept in. I couldn't understand the sex is your weapon. Party me aggressive. I need to have a session. Probably impossible. Haters ain't an obstacle. Clothing is optional. Nah, I ain't stopping you. Do what you gotta do. Say what you gotta say. Sound piece analysis. Heartbeat of 808. Normally I'm comic. Say I'ma beat away. Nah, it ain't the pearly gate. Got me thinking naughty. You the type of chick that just brought the party. One line, two line, four lines of coke. Got my heartbeat about to jump through my throat. Nah, I ain't into drugs. Just into love. You the type of girl that a thug been dreaming up on the dance floor. I grabbed it close, come out the chest, and I heard it go thump, thump. I heard your heartbeat going real fast like a whip down a side street. Cops in pursuit, and I'm sticking on a high seat. I heard your heartbeat.
You got me going crazy.
Thirsty Thursday, hot the full play, you said no way. I said, okay, maybe later. I gotta pick my game by the elevator. Thump, thump, has them grabbing a hand. And I don't mind a girl with superior games.
You got me going crazy.
This here is special. Eye contact and the lick of the lips. I'm over the hips. Got me about to trip like the clumsiest kid. Hate game and a bang of the chest. Party don't rest. Till I finesse the drop of the dress. Let the neighbors see it cause you know I'm the best.
Thought that you had me, boy. Met you at the after party. Nothing to do, nothing, boy. Call me when I leave.
Thank you. smoking midnight. I was born in the middle of a fire. I was born one of the damned. My daddy was a poor man, but I don't care. Not that much. It's not about the money. It's all about the love. So put your hands together for your fellow man, because the tax man is coming round again. Hey, tax man, I'll give you some love, and that's all you need in a world that takes it up. I'm cheaper than cheap.
Back playing some music tonight, and like I said, we're getting more and more guests. I just have to see, you know, with schedule and stuff, to schedule people and, you know, make announcements for when I'm actually going to promote them and stuff. And right now, I'm chasing the kitty around the house. Get out of there. That's hot. Get out. No. Get down, little rat. He's adorable. But yeah, little rat cat here. Trying to jump all over everything. We just have this big major rock. A storm here, well, I can't say major, but it was just really strange, all the lightning, and it went down. I was very close to my house, and it shut my phone off, and I'm like, oh, crap. So I wanted to bring up one of the other topics where I'm actually supporting Sungbong Choi, which is actually one of my friends who actually that I had got in touch with, and he's actually from Korea. Sungbong Choi, he placed second on Korea's Got Talent, and he's still struggling to get signed. And to read about his life once again and his background, and I am going to be having him as a guest on my show, where I'll be going, having a meeting Friday, one of the part of their production, and speaking to them, and the fact that Sungbong Choi, he's learning English, but, you know, he'll have a translator on the show. So this will be something a little bit different when I have him on the show, and I will know that it's good to, I'm very fast when I talk sometimes, so I do now out of respect is to slow down so that Sungbong Choi is going to be able to keep up my pace in the translator. So that's what I try to do. Sometimes I tailor my radio show to guests because it's totally understandable. It's out of respect for them because, you know, like having a guest in your household is like, you know, I mean, guests on your show is like guests in your household. So to read a little bit once again about Sungbong Choi in his early life, it says Choi Sungbong. So I think really Choi comes first and then it's Sungbong, but on his page it's Sungbong Choi, so he has a couple of them. But it says here, Choi Sungbong was born in Surrey and abandoned in an orphanage at the age of 3. He ran away from the institution 2 years later because he was ill-treated and beaten by the staff. He took a bus to Zhejiang, and for 10 years he lived on a street kid among criminals and drug addicts in the red light district, sleeping on stairwells and in public washrooms. He said that he survived by scraping a living by selling chewing gum and any drink from the street in a nightclub. His musical background, this is on the Wikipedia, and this stuff I know is true because it's stuff that I've seen, you know, when you go, when you can actually look up on YouTube and Korea's Got Talent and look up Sungmong Choice, it actually is in subtitles. It's in Korean, but it's subtitled. So it says, his musical background, when living on the street, he was kidnapped by mobsters, he escaped. But he had to return to street life because he had nowhere else to go. Choi was inspired to pursue a career in music when he was 14 years old, and after listening to a classical vocalist at the nightclub where he sold chewing gum, he later said that he was particularly fascinated by the sincerity of the vocalist in contrast to the usual type of music heard at the club, and tried to find a way to learn music himself by researching an internet cafe. He was refused many times by the music teacher he approached. He later found a teacher, Park Jung-soo, who, after visiting a place where Choi lived, one couch in the night school, agreed to teach him without charge and help him get into an arts high school at age 16. Choi's street name was Jijong, similar in sound to sorry in Korean, which was, so it must be Jisari, but it's S-U-N-G, so sorry. Maybe I'm saying it wrong, but that's what it's saying here. And which was given to him by a female street vendor. When he was around 14, he and his night school teacher went to the local police station where his fingerprints were taken, eventually discovered his real name and age. Imagine that, to try to find out, you know, real age or something, you have to be fingerprinted. So, watching the cat, get out of here, do not touch my chicken, I escort you, get out of here. I'm trying to steal my chicken. Can't wait to eat my chicken until after the show's done here. Okay, where was I leading off on here? Okay, education. Choi passed his elementary school, middle school equivalency examination and graduated from art high school and studied at Chung-Hee Cyber University. What else did I want to read on the page here? Korea's Got Talent, Appearance and Performance. On June 6, 2011, Choi's performance of Sarah Brightman's Nella Fantasia moved judges and audience members to tears. He introduced himself as a manual laborer who had made a living selling gum and energy drinks for 10 years. All three judges, Colleen Park, Jun Jin, and Song Yun Ah, were impressed with his vocal talent. Choi advanced to the finals of the competition, finishing second by 280 votes. It says YouTube sensation. Choi's performance clip was posted to YouTube and triggered a worldwide internet sensation, receiving praise from pop stars Justin Bieber, Biao, Jun Hee-eom, several hundred thousands of fans on Facebook, and also political figures including South Korea's former President Lee Myung-pak. One version with English subtitles has triggered international press interest and a worldwide view that Choi was the next Susan Boyle. The video itself has received over 120 million it used as June 6, 2014. The number is still rising. And it says about his entertainment. After his appearance on KGT, other major entertainment companies tried to persuade Choi to sign contracts. I don't think he was, it just didn't work out, I guess. And I'm looking to see his, it says artistry crossover tenor. CNN commented that his powerful baritone voice sounds as if it belongs to a man twice his age and built. He's currently experimenting with different genres, including crossover. His voice tone is soft and emotionally appearing, drawing on his life experiences. His performances, an invitation performance by Korean president, charity performance and speeches. Invitation performance by Chairman of Cisco, San Diego, USA, 2002. U-Fest Main Final Concert with Paul Potts, Madrid, Spain, 2012. Singing the Korean National Anthem at the inaugural ceremony of London Olympics, 2012. Conducting chorus of Global Multicultural Festival, 2013. Halftime performance at Swong International Olympics Peace Cup. I'm still chasing my cat. Get out of there. Get. No, you're going to get squirted with water. Get out. That's my chicken. You'll have some. I'm not going to give you any. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. You people don't see it. It's radio. You gonna be a good boy? You good boy? Good boy? Yeah, he's yelling at me. I don't want you to eat my chicken. That's mine. I feed you guys well. You guys are fed well. That's my food. You know? You gotta be a plump little kitten. Okay? Just trying to see you right here. What are you doing? I'm trying to watch the kitten right here. I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah, in the storm. I don't know if you hear a big boom. That's actually the thunder and stuff. So, yeah, it's really loud up there. So I'm hoping that I won't get kicked off again. Because that was what I was doing last time, a little while ago. It kicked me off my own show with my cell phone. To get back, he's been doing, he did quite a few performances, and I did an essay. Troy wrote an essay entitled Singing is My Life, Memoir of My Journey from Homelessness to Fame, published by Moon Hak Jung Mi, Korea. About his life in Korea, which has now become a bestseller. He said that he does not want to live his life shackled to the past and that he wrote the book in gratitude for the attention and love he has received, which has been a great comfort to him. So there's actually, it goes on about his TV shows and such. So what I want to do, and I'm going to play it a couple of times, is the song Nella Fantasia, which was the song he sung. Okay, where is it? On Korea's Got Talent. So this is the song, and this is Sung Man Choi singing Nella Fantasia.
Fantasia, io vedo un mondo giusto, lì tutti vivono in pace e in onestà. Io sogno l'anime che sono sempre
sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
I gotta get this money, that's all I know. I'm ballin' out, girl, cause I'm so
fly.
I know, oh, you don't know no one
like me.
It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like this is quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you I wanna be the
kind of guy
that I always wanna be there for you. Go through this stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
If you wanna see a star,
fly with
your boy. I could be a Superman in the air, I could rescue you. I could let you hold my hand, I will let you go. Almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine. But about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up.
Time's up.
I guess you out of luck, girl.
I'll be back and we can travel the world.
Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I could put you under my wings.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by,
I'll be
watching planes go by. And as I go by,
okay, I'm back. It looks like the chicken's all done. Giving the kitten some chicken. And I was just playing a couple other songs. I'm going to be playing a few more songs, but it was after the song going towards Nella Fantasia, which I'm going to be playing a couple times tonight. The song The Fighter by Cardiac and Sacrifice. I've been playing some of Cardiac's songs. Also, there was Tony J, If I Could Fly, and now a couple more songs by Cardiac. I'm like trying to think. Did I play Let Me Know? I'm going to play it again anyway. It's Let Me Know by Cardiac, and I'm going to play a couple of his songs. And also be playing music from all the way from New Zealand is Rick Didham and his band. I played a couple of their songs. I'm Cheap, and I know that, yes, that's actually the name of the song. And their other song, Shine On Me. But right now I'm going to play Let Me Know by Cardiac, and I'll be back.
Tristan on the track.
Look at my life, though, I've been around. All the talking and the saying that we hellbound. All I'm saying, that's a force, that's hell now. One struggle, one life, got it all now. Gotta fight, gotta push, make a stand now. Just to make the best of it, what they saying now. Simple tins in a bubble at the playground. Most lost, some found, what we doing now. Hardest not to get truth, but we lay around. So lazy, this needs to turn around. Until then, hit the clouds dreaming. Hover where with no innocence screaming. All happy, all fit for no reason. Cause we humans, the reason is breathing. I got a heart, real talk, we all should. Since when did we know I'ma lose our childhood?
If I could fly away,
if I could reach the stars, I'd
get my runaway.
I'm gonna kiss the sky, so
it's nothing but a day.
This life could be so awesome,
so hit the clouds with me.
The reason I breathe, I'm trying to get low, I'm trying to stay high, trying on my damnedest to fly. The ground is too cold, the sun is so bright. I just want beautiful flight, look down on the world, see it go by. Play with the melody right, beautiful sounds, the memory gifts. I don't wanna forget none of this. I live in the moment, I live in the now. Trying to stay positive, you know my style. Stretch for the birds, this is the plan. Holding my 2-year-old's hand, here's my life, here's my God. I don't need nothing but fam, trying to live right. Be a good dad, promises I never had.
If I could fly away,
if I could reach the stars, I'd
get my runaway.
I'm gonna kiss the sky, so
it's nothing but a stain.
This life could be so awesome,
so hit the clouds with me.
And that's a lie, you know, that's a truth talker. We all learn from our faults or pretend to. We all fall or stumble, but we hear you. One sound, one youth, are we there too? Everybody's scared of getting older. Wanna be remembered in this lifetime. It's a shame some go, never got time. It's a shame so bright, never got shine. I see the stars in the sky, but I'm not crying. They in a better place, Grandma, Miriam, Wayne, Sarah, up in there, hear me sing. Keep on living, keep doing my thing. For everyone that we missed, there's a whole reason. I got a light in my heart and I keep on feeling.
If I could fly away, get my runaway.
I'm gonna kiss the sky, so
it's nothing but a day.
This life could be so awesome,
so hit the clouds with me.
Straight out of the 1920s, a goddess of the silver era. I fell in love with you. Before we were introduced, come on baby, let's go and blow them all away. Shine on me, you gotta shine. We'll be right back.
And that song was Shine On Me. It was by Rick Didham and Ace Band's Ancient Sage, all the way from New Zealand. So here I am tonight, just, you know, strumming along and hanging out. Finished cleaning up a little bit. Had some chicken and corn on the cob and fending off the kitten. Trying to get my chicken. Does that rhyme? Chicken and kitten. Oh, just looking at a couple things here. Sometimes post some quotes on my Facebook page here. Okay, so, yeah, I got a little while left. If anybody wants to call in, the telephone number is 347-989-1473. Once again, I am playing tonight on my show Sungbun Choi. He's the young man. I think he's about 24 now. In 2004. He actually won, placed second on the Korean's Got Talent. And I'm playing the song, Nella Fantasia, which is a song he sung on the show. So here it is, and I am playing it a couple times on my show tonight. So here is Sungbun Choi singing Nella Fantasia once again.
Fantasia, io vedo un mondo giusto, lì tutti vivono in pace e in onestà. Io sogno l'anime che sono sempre in fondo alla
fantasia, io vedo un mondo chiaro.
Okay, once again, that was Sung Bun Choi. I've been actually watching his progress, and he's actually learning how to speak English, and I will be having Sung Bun Choi on my show as a guest with the help of a translator. I'm going to have a meeting on Friday to speak with people that are working with Sung Bun Choi, so I will be getting him on my show. Once again, to read about the Hollywood Stuntmen Hall of Fame, which I'm a board advisor and been trying to raise money for a new building in. Oh, boy, it's getting warm in here. I shut the AC off because there was, like, really bad lightning, so I shut down a lot of electrical appliances. So it was just really kind of strange. Lightning struck, and it kind of disconnected me from my phone. It was pretty close, but I was like, whoa, it's just, you know. So I shut down a few electrical appliances here. Not that I have that many put on anyway, but I shut down the AC, so I'm putting it back on to get it nice and cool in here. Let's see. I want to bring up, once again, the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame, what that is about with the museum. It's on the page there. If you actually go and check it out, you can go to the website. Falling for the Stars is a nonprofit organization. It's the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame, the official site. John Hagner, the founder, the CEO, I've actually had on my show. So bringing it up once again, you can actually... From what I'm reading, this is actually on the site. About the museum, hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of movies including Yakima Canutt, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Mandel, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema. A collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection had taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve posterity, featuring cast of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984. Dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, and it's 81 West Cane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. His email address is johnhagner, J-O-H-N-H-A-G-N-E-R, at gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, then Us of Stars, then Stunt Stars and Legends. And you can actually check that out and go to that website. Okay, let's see. I know there was something else I wanted to speak about tonight. And I'm having a brain fart here. Isn't that really good live on the air? So what I'm going to do is playing some music and such. I'm trying to say, what did I not play? I think I played everything that was in my queue. I have to get more artists. Oh, Triceptor Skew, Laz and Cat Feel, which I actually did get to be on set in the video there. So I'm actually going to play this right now live on the air, and I'll be back.
Yeah, Laz Ritz. Gotta be Miss Smith and NV for the little 9 yard, yeah. Check this out, yeah. Triceptors Studios, ha ha. Check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
I like the way you always touching on me. I like the way you put chills on my body. I like the way you always on my mind. I like the way how you do it every time. You just make me feel.
That's a prime time player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one. One-on-one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel a fly. But do the spell, don't waste no time.
Thunderstorm with the lightning. Yeah, a little fun tonight. So I'm playing some music here and stuff, and I was trying to think of another subject to actually come up. I was just like Googling stuff. so funny, pretty pictures. Really kind of a sad week. Robin Williams, it was a shock. I don't want to go into details of how he passed away, but, you know, Robin Williams actually, one of the biggest impression that he left of me was in film, and a lot of people would maybe not agree with me, but since I am from Boston, I kind of lived in the place where they filmed Good Will Hunting, and he played someone from South Boston, and I lived around that way, and he actually did a really great job playing that character in Good Will Hunting, and I was like, you know, he wasn't showing a Bostonian that was going around all loud about stuff, just a regular guy whose wife had passed away, and it's just, he did a really great job with that character, and it's just some of the things just really got to me in Good Will Hunting. I mean, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, everybody did, you know, Minnie Driver, everybody did a really good job in it. You know, Robin Williams, you know, he just had it down pat, and it just made me feel like when I was watching him in Good Will Hunting, I didn't think he was, like, acting. I felt like he just nailed that character. So maybe not, you know, I really can't, you know, I can't talk for everyone, but like it says, that it actually, it touched, you know, touched my heart with Good Will Hunting. So out to Rob Williams, you know, rest in peace for him, and I know he'll be missed. Many people have been, you know, Twittering about it and Facebooking about it, and what we're going to remember is how much happiness he brought to this world and how much entertainment he did. So that's how we should remember Robin Williams. So rest in peace, Robin Williams. What else? There was some other topics I wanted to talk about because I still have a little bit of time. I think I have about 20 minutes left in the show here. How about the new Expendables film, which is actually coming out this Friday? Let's see, Expendables 3. Let's see. I wanted to bring it up. Expendables 3. Looking at it. It says it's opening Friday, coming soon to theaters, so it actually is coming out this week. But I'm just like, I'm sitting here, I wanted to go, What is it, just pulling up? It just seems like, you know, when you pull up some other stuff randomly, has to, like, pop up. So I'm just, like, looking. So I guess the film was, like, 2 hours and 7 minutes long. Just looking to see. This must be for, like, Thursday. That's for Friday. Let's see. I'm just checking on this. In Freeport, Maine, there is a showing. Okay, let's see. All right, movies home. This stuff what I'm checking on. Let's see. Yeah, show times. All right, let's check this out. Okay, I'm just, like, I'm looking it up. I guess it's only one place on Thursday. That's what it looks like. It looks like, I'm just checking here to see about Expendables in theaters close to me, see if it comes out. Okay, just looking up Expendables 3. I know it is Friday. It's really slow. Okay, let's see. All right, let's check this out for Thursday, which is the 14th. Nope. Definitely, I guess, it must be coming out around here, definitely on the Friday. Yeah. It's in 103 minutes. Yeah, it's going to start on Friday. Yeah. What was I going to say? I guess here it's just going to start on Friday. So that's what I'm looking up right now. And I'm just like looking up the information. And while I'm looking up the information, I'm trying to see how long did I'm pretty sure I played everything in the queue. Oh, okay, there's one that I didn't play. It's by film brother Jay Giannone. And I'm actually going to play his song. It's Inspiration, and I'll be back.
Hip-hop saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate so I have no fear. I rolled through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the D.R.E. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip-hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
Okay, I'm back, and I'm doing a couple things supporting Sung Bung Choi. I will be playing his song one more time. Reading off with the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame about donations, you can actually go to the site Falling for the Stars. It's a nonprofit organization in the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. Official site, it has John Hagman, the founder, CEO, who I had on my show, and I'm actually listed on the bottom of the board advisors, was welcomed by John himself. Now, about the museum, are once again hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television, featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Kinnick, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rendell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection had taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and honoring the stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in the separate effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, West Cane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. His email address is johnhagner@gmail.com, johnhagner@gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, then Artists of the Stars and Stunt Stars and Legends. And you can definitely check that out. So I wanted to play a couple more songs. The song that I opened up, it's actually a very, very special song. It's called Battle Song by Pisces Project. And that song itself is going to be in a film that I wanted to be part of, because there's a whole bunch of people. So what people don't understand about independent filming, everybody has to come together to work together. It's not just about the actors. You know, it's the crew. It's people that, you know, doing hair and makeup, you know, and taking care of the food. It's everybody that works together as a unit, and that's how independent filming is. And the film Valcare, it's four women that comes from four different time periods and what's going to become Valcare, and we've been filming it for so long. So this is actually a song that I play at the beginning of my show. And like with any song for, you know, for a film, it sets the mood. So I want you to hear this, and you'll hear Horace the Cor de Lisa and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, and it sets the mood, and you can hear how it says battle song. Just keep that in mind as you're hearing this song, and I'll be back.
Rush to my aid,
Alrighty, and I'm back, and I just wanted to bring up one more time about Sungbong Choi. He is the, I'm going to end the show with his song. I'm going to be getting more music from Sungbong Choi, and I'm also going to download on the computer, you know, to play it, and have him as a guest on my show. Once again, I have to have a special meeting where I'll be talking with the production people that help out Sungbong Choi, and because he knows a little bit of English, it's going to be a different type of show because he'll have a translator person, you know, with him for my show. So this is something that's going to be extra special because I've been keeping an eye on him and seeing him growing as an artist because he actually, you know, he came from, you know, from such a, I can't even fathom what, like, he went through. You know, he was an orphan. He was abandoned. And he ran away from the orphanage at age 5. And he slept on the streets. He sold energy drinks, slept in bathroom stalls. And even just to think that, like, a gang took him to a mountain and actually, you know, dug a grave and left him there. So, you know, what Captain Gome was dream of, you know, singing. And it kind of was like opera, kind of like singing. And he won second place on Korea's Got Talent. And he's had views on his YouTube account. Well, not on his YouTube, personally on his YouTube account, but this one video that he comes on, you know, as a contestant on Korea's Got Talent. And it's actually all subtitled. So it's something that you can actually follow. I know some people aren't patient with subtitles, but it's really a beautiful video. And they ask him about his family and stuff, and you can tell it really touched the judges, and they were like, we're going to cry. And then it's like, then when he was singing, you know, the audience members, people were crying, and the audience members were crying, and they just loved him singing. It was Nella Fantasia, which I'm going to end the show with tonight. And once again, I am working on getting him on my show. So that's what I want to do. I'm going to end on a very positive note from an underdog, which I love underdog stories. So I'm going to end the show with this song. And everyone, have a good night. Enjoy the song by Sungbong Choi. It's, I think it was Sarah Brightman's song, Nella Fantasia. And he's actually singing this, and this is Sungbong Choi. And everyone, have a good night.
Fantasia, io vedo un mondo giusto, lì tutti vivono in pace e in onestà. Io sogno d'anime che sono sempre fantasia, io vedo un mondo chiaro.